So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Lo yeftach adam l'chatzar shut fin Pesach keneged Pesach v'chalein keneged chalein. In a shared yard, one partner may not build a door or window facing the other's partner's door and window. Rather, yarchik zeh sh'lo keneged zeh mishum tznias. He should build it to the side so that they do not face each other, because one is obligated to conduct himself modestly and not look into someone's private area. And the Gemara cites as a source the pasuk v'yisa Bilam es'eino v'yaris Yisrael sheichen l'shvatav. What did Bilam see that prompted him to bless Klal Yisrael with the words Matayva Olecha Yaakov? Rosh in Pischei Oleim Mechuvan Zelaze Amar Ruin Halola Shetishra Aleim Shchina. He saw that the entrances to their tents were not facing each other, and they are therefore worthy to merit the presence of the Shchina. The Mishnah continues, Hayikaten LeYasenu Gadol. If one partner's door is narrow, he may not enlarge it, as the Gemara explains. Bar Tarti L'Shavi Barba LeYasenu. Even if he had two narrow doors of two amas each, he may not instead build one door of four amas wide, even though in all they are the same width and he receives no extra portion in the yard, because the other partner claims, Bepischa zutra mitzina litztanui minach, Bepischa rabba le mitzina litztanui minach. In front of a narrow doorway, it is easy for one to act cautiously, but in front of a wide doorway, it is difficult for one to act cautiously. Echad lo yisenu shnayim. If he had only one door, he may not split into two doors, as the Gemara explains. Bar tamni l'shavi b'nei arboi. Even if he had a wide door of eight amas wide, he may not split it into two narrow doors of four amas each, even though in all they are the same width and he receives no extra portion in the yard, because the other partner claims, b'chad pischa mitzina etztenui menach. Betray lo mitzina etztenui menach. In front of one doorway, it is easy for one to act cautiously, but in front of two doorways, it is difficult for one to act cautiously. The Mishnah continues, however, if two people live opposite each other and there is a public area in between, one may build a door or window facing the other's door and window. And he may enlarge his doorway and split one doorway into two doorways, because as the Gemara explains, he claims Saif Boisit's Tanui Mnevishasarab. This does not affect you, since you must act cautiously anyway because of the people in the public area. Zak the Mishnah, in Oisin Khalal Tachas Rishasarabim, Bayristichan Wa'aras, the Chum say that a person may not dig a cavity under a public thoroughfare for water to reach his pit, because Zimni de Mifchas, the ground might eventually cave in and someone will become injured. Rabbi Eliezer Mater, Kadesh Te Agola, Mehaleches Betu'un Avanim. Rabbi Eliezer holds he may dig a cavity as long as the ground is currently strong enough to support a wagon loaded with stones. And even though the ground might eventually become weak, there is no concern because Rabbi Eliezer holds Basar Hashta Azlinan. We are only concerned for a current hazard, but not for a potential hazard. The Mishnah continues. A person may not build a balcony or rod into the public area because, as Rashbam explains, passerby in the public area might become injured. However, if he moves the walls of his house inside his property, he may then build a balcony in his own property that borders the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara proceeds with a machlokes regarding kanas v'lohitzi ma'u she'yavsa v'yitzi. If a person moved his walls inside his property, but at first did not build a balcony, is he later permitted to build a balcony in this area? Rabbi Yechanan says, kanas ma'itzi, he may later build a balcony in this area because le'vitrul of the Rosh Hashanah. He did not give up this area to the Rosh Hashanah, and it still belongs to him. While Rosh Lakish says, kanas ena ma'itzi, he may not build a balcony over this area because vitrul of the Rosh Hashanah. He did give up this area, and it now belongs to the Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yaakov offers another version of the machlekes. All agree that he may build a balcony in this area. The machlekes is only regarding lahavser gsalim lemekayman the ipche itmar, whether he may move his walls back to their original position. And the machlekes is in the reverse. Rabbi Yechon amar eina machzer, he may not move his wall back because meitzer shechziga bayram also lekalkalei. Once the public takes possession of something such as a path, it belongs to them and one cannot take it back. While Rish Lakish Amemachzeh, he may move his wall back because Hanemili Hechad Aleke Ravcha. A path belongs to the public forever, only where there is no other path for them. However, Hacha Ha'ika Ravcha. An area near a public thoroughfare only belongs to the public temporarily, but he can take it back because there is enough space to pass in the Rish Hasaram. The Mishnah concludes, Lakach Chatzro Vazizin Vaguzus Terais Harezu Bechaskasa. If a person bought a yard and there was an existing balcony or rod that protruded into the Rosh Hashanah, he's not required to remove them, because as Rashbam explains, Tanina Lekech, Beis Din claims on behalf of the buyer that the seller initially built them over his own yard, and it was later taken over by the Rishos Rabbim. Rav Huna adds, Naflo Chayz Ravayna Isa, even if the balcony collapsed, the buyer is permitted to rebuild it. The Gemara asks from a Braisa, Ein Misaidin Ve'ema Karin Ve'ema Feichin Bezman Hazeh. In today's times, one is forbidden to plaster his walls with lime or to draw fine art. Mishum Avel Beis HaMikdash, there is an obligation to remember and mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Laka Chatzim Misuyedes Mukhayeres Mefuchaches Harezu Bechazkasa. If a person bought a yard whose walls were already painted, he's not required to take them down. However, Nafla Enechayza Vayna Isa. If the walls collapse, he's forbidden to rebuild them. Apparently because Kalbinyan Shayna Rishor Lasa Betchila Imhayalai V'Nafla Enechayza Vayna. Any building that is initially forbidden, if one acquired one and it collapsed, he's forbidden to rebuild it. The Gemara explains Isur Shani. Regarding Isur such as Avelis, the Chacham were more stringent, and therefore Nafla Enechayza Vayna Isa. However, regarding Memayna, monetary matters, the Chacham were lenient, and therefore regarding Lakach, Zizin, because Sisterain, Nafla Chayzer Bainaisa. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding the obligation of Aval Beis HaMikdash. The Braisa states, Kezacharav HaBayis Beshniya, Rabba Perushim BeYisrael, Shalai Lechel Basav, Shalai Lishtas Yayin. When the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the pious people took upon themselves not to eat meat or drink wine to commemorate the meat and wine that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushu convinced them otherwise and said as follows: Shloi l'sabul kol ikar iafshu shekvar nigzer gezera. We cannot initiate not to mourn at all because there is an obligation to mourn, as the pasuk states, "Em eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach imini." Ulasabul yesi mida iafshu shein gezin gezera letzibralim kein reib tzibicha lamedba. We cannot initiate to mourn in all matters because this is something that the majority cannot adhere to. Therefore, the chacham initiated as follows: Sad adam es beisa besid u'mishayir by davamut. A person may paint his house, but he should leave an unpainted area. Amal ama keneged pesach, the size of one ama by one ama opposite the doorway. Aisa adam kol tzarkei suda umishayir davamut. A person may prepare all sorts of foods for a meal, but he should leave out one dish, such as kasa beharsana. Aisa isha kol tachshita umishayir davamut. A woman may adorn herself with all types of makeup, but she should leave out one, such as bat sada. The pasuk states, "Im lo elas Yerushalayim al rishim chasi." This refers to the zeh efrim miklos shabarish chasanim. Ashes are applied to a groom's head in the area of the tefillin. And the Gemara concludes, "V'chol mas'abla Yerushalayim zeicha v'roya b'sim chasa." All who mourn the destruction of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash will merit rejoicing upon its rebuilding, as the pasuk states, "Simchas Yerushalayim sisa osa mesayis kol mas'ablam oleha." Hanulach Perek Cheskes Abatim, where Baruch Hashem completed the third Perek of Masechta Baba Basa, and we'll begin the fourth Perek HaMerech HaSabayis in the next Shir Be'ezus Hashem.